for listening to an audio recording from the Midwest Genealogy Center's Tell Me a Story program, an initiative dedicated to preserving America's history through the timeless practice of oral storytelling. To learn more about the Tell Me a Story program, including how you can add your own story to the collection, visit MidwestGenealogyCenter.org/tellmeastory. On behalf of the Midwest Genealogy Center and Mid-Continent Public Library, we hope you enjoy the following story.
Hello, my name is Susan Lober, and I am a granddaughter to Norton Payne Boyston and the daughter of Mildred Fern Boyston Lober. And I'm going to read you a story, and it is from the History of Platte County, Missouri, that was copyrighted in 2006. The information that I'm reading starts on page 341, and it was submitted by Dr. D. Wayne Boyston. So bear with me through all of these dates of birth and death and everything else. And so again, this is the history of the William Franklin Boyston family. So Benjamin Franklin Boyston was the eighth generation in America, the son of Henry Ewing Boyston, born 1808, and son of Thomas Boyston, born in 1782, the son of William Boyston, born in 1753, and in parentheses it says first generation to settle in Missouri and a veteran of the Revolutionary War, end of parentheses. Continuing with the line, the son of David Boyston, born in 1710, son of William Boyston, born 1680, son of Thomas Boyston, born in 1657, and son of Thomas Boyston, born in 1634. Again, parentheses, first generation to arrive in America from Scotland, end of parentheses. It says William Benjamin Franklin Boyston was born October 24th, 1839, near Edgerton in Platte County, Missouri. He was the sixth child of 10 children. His father died in California during the Gold Rush when Benjamin was 13 years old. After the Civil War, Benjamin built a home on his farm located between Edgerton and Dearborn on the north side of what is now Highway Z, just west of Highway F, next to the farm where he was born. The house cost $8,000, and the walnut spire staircase was imported from Chicago, Illinois. The original house still stands today and has remained in the family since it was built. It is presently owned and occupied by Benjamin's great grandson Stanley Creek and his wife Betty. Now, at the time of this recording, which is April 20th of 2025, that house was sold a couple of years ago to Nathan Boyd, who lives here in Dearborn. And it was only the house that was sold, not the farm. So Nathan Boyd currently owns it, and he does rent it out. Now, going back to Benjamin Franklin Boyston, he was a successful farmer and at one time owned 1,500 acres. He raised cattle and hogs, horses, and grain crops. He had business interests in Edgerton and Dearborn, and he served as a justice of the peace and as a director of public schools. He was a strong supporter of the Methodist Church, and all the Methodist preachers traveling the circuit were welcome in his home at any time. He and his family attended church at the Davis Chapel, which was located just 2 miles west of his home. Benjamin Franklin Boyston married Martha Ann Borden on July 21, 1867. They had 12 children. Benjamin died at the age of 81 on June 19, 1921, and was buried at Davis Chapel Cemetery. Martha lived until the age of 85. She died April 11, 1936, and is buried at the Davis Chapel as well. Their children are, the first one was Mary Louisa, born December 9, 1868, and died November 21, 1871. The second child was Marvin Cables, was born on July 1, 1871, died September 23, 1952. Marvin Cables was a physician and married Ann Elizabeth Means, May 10, 1899. They had two children. Lucille was born January 22, 1902, and Evelyn was born March 18, 1903. The third child was Whiteman McIntyre, born April 19, 1873. He died November 16, 1912. He was an attorney and was elected to the legislature. He never married. The fourth child was Wenzel Vandiver, born July 31st, 1874, and died August 1st, 1957. He attended Central Methodist College. He was a farmer. He married Georgia Wilkerson, May 16th, 1899. They had four children. Paul Wilkerson, born February 11th, 1900. Kenneth C., born May 6, 1901. And two infant daughters that died at birth. One in 1911 and one in 1912. The fifth child was Cora Eugenia, born April 19, 1876, died May 25, 1972. She married Jefferson Means July 31, 1899. They had two daughters. Dorothy was born August 16, 1900, and Imogene was born January 19, of 1902. The sixth child was James Edwin, born November 16, 1877, died March 22, 1946. He was a farmer. He married Audra Mayo Nolan in 1905. They had three children. James Edwin was born in June 26 of 1910. Ben Nolan, born January 15, 1915. And Marjorie Fay, born August 8, 1919. The seventh child was Thomas Hendrick. H-E-N-D-R-I-C-K. Thomas was born December 7th, 1879, and died November 13th, 1882. The eighth child was Benjamin Franklin, born August 6th, 1881, died April 15th, 1995. He was a farmer. He married Mabel West, February 13th of 1903. They had two children, James Lawrence, born January 15th, 1904, and Florence Irene, born December 29th, 1905. He later married Betty Martin, and they had one child, Mary Catherine, born April 9th, 1924. The ninth child was Martha Edna, born October 9th, 1883, died March 31st, 1965. She was married to Frank Gibson. Their 10th child was Henry Pierce, who was born July 24th, 1886, died August 15th, 1946. He was a farmer. He married Nellie Grace Duncan, July 15th, 1908. They had seven children. Gladys Mildred, born July 16, 1910. Martha Florine, born January 29, 1912. Alma May, born May 3, 1913. Edna Louise, born September 14, 1914. Grace Valjean, born and died 1916. Benjamin Franklin, born March 8, 1917, and Duncan Pierce, born and died 1919. The 11th child was Norton Payne. He was born on
June 22nd of 1889 and died April 15th, 1987. He attended the Edgerton Presbyterian Academy and Ashbury College in Kentucky. He was a farmer. He married Marvin Anna Chestnut April 10th, 1917, and they had 10 children. Eugene Stanley, born May 8th, 1918. Mildred Fern, born April 22nd of 1920. Owen Garland, born December 1st, 1921. Norton Howard was born January 26, 1923. Irvin Chestnut, born March 24, 1926. Adela May, born May 30, 1928. Anna Eunice, born April 7, 1930. Marvin Caples, which we know as MC, born July 26, 1932. And Martha Jean, born July 11, 1934. Leonard Arnold, born December 28, 1940. Now, continuing on with the children of Benjamin Franklin and Martha, their 12th child was Garland Galloway, born April 13th of 1893, died November 13th, 1975. He never married. Many of these family members are buried at the Davis Chapel Cemetery, or in the Dearborn Cemetery as well. There were many descendants of Benjamin Franklin Boyston still who live in Platte County, Missouri. And again, that was submitted by Dr. D. Wayne Boyston. Now then, I want to read to you specifically the one about Norton Payne Boyston that Martha Jean Boyston Searles submitted, and it is on page 344. So, Norton was born June 22, 1889, and died April 15, 1987. The 11th child of Benjamin Franklin and Martha Anna Borden Boyston, he was born in Platte County, Missouri. His education includes attending college at Edgerton, Missouri, and later Ashbury College in Kentucky, where his brother Whiteman was a professor. After college, Norton returned to Platte County. He took as his bride Marvin Anna Chestnut in 1917. They resided in a country two-story home built by an uncle, Thomas Boyston, on a 120-acre farm now on Route Z between Edgerton and Dearborn. This was adjacent to the home built by Norton's parents, where he was reared, which remains today at this writing in its original state. It is owned by relative Stanley Creek. That's the one I talked about, that the house was sold and Nathan Boyd, who is here in Dearborn, bought it and still owns it today. So this union of Norton and Marvin Anna were born 10 children. The first child was Eugene Stanley Boyston, born May 8, 1918, served in the U.S. Army in World War II. Second child was Mildred Fern Boyston Lober, born April 22, 1920, in Dearborn. Third child was Owen Garland Boyston, born December 1, 1921, and died November 1, 1989. He served in the U.S. Navy in World War II. The fourth child was Norton Howard Boyston, born January 26, 1923, and died April 17, 1999, at Dearborn. The fifth child was Irvin Chestnut Boyston, born March 24, 1926, died August 29, 1945. He served in the U.S. Army in World War II. The sixth child was Adela Mae Boyston Foxworthy, born May 30th, 1928, in Kansas City. The seventh child was Anna Eunice Boyston Palmer, born April 7th, 1930, and died August 26, 1985 in Grand River, Iowa. The eighth child was Marvin Capel, which we know as MC. So MC Boyston, born July 26, 1932 and died October 21, 1980. He served in the U.S. Navy during the Korean War. The ninth child was Martha Jean Boyston Searles, born July 11, 1934 in Kansas City. And as of my reading this, she passed away on June 30th of 2024 in Kansas City. And that's just to update the information. Also, the 10th child was Leonard Arnold Boyston, born December 28, 1940. He served in the U.S. Air Force. Norton and Marvin Anna resided and farmed this acreage until their retirement in 1967. The remaining 80 acres were acquired by their son, Marvin Caples, M.C., and remains in the Boyston name at this writing since the plat purchased from the Indians in 1837. And so this is true. It's still in the Boyston name. All the way from the Indians in 1837 to this day, that farm is still in the Boyston name. They resided at this home until Marvin Anna's death in 1971 and Norton's admission to a nursing home facility in 1979 and his death in 1987. This family was among the last to hold active membership in the Davis Chapel, a historical Methodist rural church 4 miles east of Dearborn on Route C. Norton and Marvin Anna were dedicated to rearing their family in the Christian faith. In the early days before the purchase of the family automobile, every Sunday morning would find Norton and his family in a horse-drawn buckboard wagon making the one-mile trek to the chapel. In the winter months, Norton would ride a horse to the chapel, arriving by 5 a.m. to light up the huge potbelly wood-burning stove. The congregation for this, for the most part of this Davis Chapel, was made up of the Joneses, the Matneys, the Butts, the Nichols, and Boyston families. Norton, aside from his family, had a deep interest in horses and was one of the last farmers in Platte County to relinquish his horse-drawn farm machinery for the tractor. Norton also had a deep natural bass voice and was known for quartet singing that spanned his Asbury College days to post-Korean War days. Even at the age of 80-plus, he frequently joined other family members singing at church and community functions. The Norton Boyston family was the first to introduce the famous Blackwood Brothers Quartet to Platte County, sponsoring several concerts in the late 40s and the early 50s, just prior to the quartet winning the National Arthur Godfrey Talent Scout Award on CBS in 1954. Later, Donna Mildred Loeber sponsored the quartet frequently at the Union Mill Opry and other places in Edgerton and in the 1970s. So five of the six sons served in the U.S. Armed Forces. Seven out of the 10 children are still residing in Platte County or were residing there at the time of their death. And again, this is submitted by Martha Jean Boyston Searles. Just to note, there is more in this book about the Boyston families in Platte County, but just to note, on page 344, and again, this was submitted by Dr. Wayne Boyston, the first generation of Boystons in America. That was Thomas Boyston, born about 1634 in this Ravenshire, Scotland. And they arrived here from Scotland in 1656. And then he married an Elizabeth Valtz
in 1656, and they had six kids. That was the first generation in America, period. Now, Wayne goes on, and he has the first generation in Missouri. And the first generation in Missouri was the fifth generation in America. And so I'm going to read this because it's short, but it's pretty interesting. William Royston was born on March 24th of 1753 in Frederick County, Maryland. And William was involved in numerous Revolutionary War battles, mostly in Virginia and North Carolina from 1774 through 1781. In 1774, Daniel Boone was in charge of Moore's Fort. He sent word to Major Campbell for help. Major Campbell sent Captain Daniel Smith and his company to assist the fort at Castle's Wood. William Royston was listed as being in Captain Smith's company. Sir Williams, with his half-brother James, fought in the Battle of Point Pleasant, Virginia, on October 10th of 1774. William volunteered with the Montgomery County, Virginia militia in the spring of 1776 to fight against the Shawnee and the Cherokee Indians, which had been attacking the settlements. There he served under Captain Cloyd. In June of 1777, he volunteered under Captain Patton at Fort Chisel to fight the Shawnee Indians. In 1779 or 1780, he was drafted for a tour of duty under Captain Doherty. They marched through the Greasy Cove and Walnut Mountains to Santee to join and serve under General Francis the Swamp Fox Marion. He and James, his half-brother, took part in a battle of Kings Mountain on October 7th, 1780. In the spring of 1781, he volunteered under Colonel John Gallipoli Jack, it's in parentheses, Sevier and Captain Ellison's company to disperse the Cherokee Indians. He was married to Elizabeth Christian about 1777. He and his family settled in Washington County, North Carolina, in or about 1779 or 1780 on the banks of the Nolichucky River, and the area later became part of the state of Tennessee and Cock County. And they lived in Cock County, just east of Tennessee, for more than 50 years. They had four children, Nathaniel, Thomas, Sarah, Priscilla. And all so then Nathan moved to, in 1832, Nathaniel moved to Clay County, Missouri, and settled near Linden and Dashlin. Tradition has it that there was a great migration of virtually all of the Royston families, as well as many of the other Cook County families, including the Fabians and the Broadhurst families, in 1832 and 1833. They settled near Linden and awaited the opening of the Platte Purchase for settlement. So, William signed a will on March 15th of 1834 in Clay County, Missouri. He died December 1838 in Buchanan County, Missouri. He was buried in the Fabian Cemetery, 72nd Street, which once was named Royston Road and Kranz Road, now located in the city of Gladstone, Clay County, Missouri. Elizabeth Christian was born in 1748 in Augusta, Virginia. She died in August 1844 in Buchanan County, Missouri. She was buried in the Fabian Cemetery as well, and that was located at 72nd Street and Creance Road. 72nd Street used to be called Boyston Road. So this is in Gladstone, Clay County, Missouri. And so I thought that was interesting. Just to kind of note, the first generation, seeing we got here from Scotland, and then the first generation in Missouri, and how we migrated over here, how we got to Platte County. So, again, submitted by Dr. Wayne, and we appreciate all of his work. Thank you.